2 feet?
Good?
Yeah.
Blue light is on.
Okay.
Sorry.
We're going.
We'll see you forever.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Joint Committee on Transportation Preservation and Modernization this Monday, February 20th, 2017. Thank you for all for being here this evening to participate in this earnest endeavor. Tonight we're going to do brief updates on each of the four work groups, and then we will break down into our work groups to get some work done for the rest of the evening. Senator, would you like to begin?
I can. Well, my work group is dealing with bikes and buses and walking. And we've, as I reported last time, we've been trying to learn more about what the statutory requirements are to that, what the funding streams look like, and starting to get at prioritization of that. We've had a presentation. ODOT did a nice job of taking the first discussion on safe routes to schools, making sure that, and have made a proposal that would allow us to, at different spending levels, either get it all done within a quarter mile within the first 10 years or in 20 years. So it's a product that we'll be able to put a dollar on and be able to tell the public, if we spend this money over one of these two periods of time, we will have safe routes to all the schools. Now, Senator.
All the schools or just Powell and Division? I mean,
all the schools. I'm assured the plan was for all schools within a quarter mile to make sure they at least have safe routes to get there.
Tantalize us. What's the outside number on that?
Oh, boy. I'm trying to remember. It seems like it was $10 million a year.
For what, the next 1,000 years?
I believe it was 10 years.
Wow.
Now, I will say that number included all schools, and I think there's, personally, I don't know that my other work group members agree, but we could skinny that down if we were saying we wanted to get to the priority was elementary schools or elementary and junior high schools. So that was a starting place. It isn't a recommendation. I'm saying we're moving. We're starting to have some numbers that attach to getting there.
And have you gotten, follow-up, Madam Chair, have you gotten far enough down in the weeds as to ascertain who the adjudicatory body would be that prioritizes those schools?
We have not.
Okay.
But it would at least, if I were the king to make the decision, I would say it would be a granting program through the OTC, the Oregon Transportation Commission, and I would make it a matching program. That would be the thing.
Could I add something? Safe routes to schools also means safe routes to transit. And a lot of places where there are schools, there are also buses and light rail trains, and this will allow walking to them safely as well.
And there's an overlap there on that. So we've looked at.
So what if you don't have?
Yeah, it's going to be a little difficult for some of us in Klatsk and I to find our transit station.
We're working on that, Senator.
Senator Beyer, did you have anything else to add?
The other piece we've been looking at is transit, similar kinds of things. Have not got down to priorities in that, but we've been talking about it, talking about potential revenue streams that would support that. Some of that was a follow-up to the discussion that we started in 2015. So we've had that discussion. There are a couple of other revenue sources. And tonight we started talking, just opened up the question of bike routes that are off the roadways. You know, we have them on roadways now, so we have some of that, and just starting that. The intent of the work group, as we started talking tonight, was to start narrowing that thing down and come up with specific proposals. So that's it.
All right. Thank you, Senator. The work group that I am chairing is the multimodal work group. Last week, we had a group of shippers come in and address our group. The conversation was around connectivity, how short lines meet with Class 1 rail lines. We talked about intermodal facilities and how those could benefit shippers. We talked about projects of statewide significance when it comes to particularly intermodal around rail and port. And we found that we don't really have a good definition of projects of statewide significance that have to do with intermodal. So that is a project that we're going to take up as a work group to work on. On Wednesday, we had a group of ports come in and talk to us. And I think we heard some common themes, but one of the things that the ports were concerned about is the at times ambiguity in the permitting process when they have projects that they are trying to bring to fruition, and it has to do with a lack of certainty at times with agencies when they have time certain issues around permitting, definite deadlines, and ensuring that rules and requirements don't change, or the horses don't change streams halfway through the permitting process. So that was something that was of concern to ports who were working through projects. There was a discussion about the limitation or potential conflicts with the Federal Interstate Commerce Regulation on a state trying to specify commodities that ports and rails can move. The common theme from shippers and ports came around revenue ideas and how we could bring potential new streams of revenue to intermodal investment. We have half a dozen ideas that are being floated out, and we will be getting a report from the Legislative Revenue Office on the list of ideas that we have floated on Wednesday to see if there's any potential for some consistent revenue for intermodal coming from that. And Connect Oregon methodology has been a common topic among shippers and the ports to date. And part of it has to do with the criteria for project selection, how the current process may have wandered away from the original intent of Connect Oregon when it was devised a number of years ago. And, of course, there's a concern about the inconsistency in the capacity. It started at $100 million. It's down to $43. Is there a way that we can find a consistent source that could augment that as we move forward to look at ways that we can invest in our intermodal infrastructure? One of the conversations that's come up too is the difference between moving freight and moving people. And I know that Senator Beyer is working on bike and pedestrian issues and transit issues. And is there a way that we could begin to decouple revenue sources that look at how we move freight and how we move people? So that's a conversation we're going to wrestle with in our work group. This week we have invited this evening our rail friends that are coming in. We have BNSF, the UP, Genesee, Wyoming, Lake Railway, Coos Bay Rail Link coming in to talk about very specifically about rail issues. And Wednesday, Senator Boquist, we hope to join you in your congestion work group to get schooled on tolling. I think you have someone coming in to talk to tolling. We'd like to join you for that conversation. And then on Wednesday, we will have a presentation from the Legislative Revenue Office on potential sources of revenue for intermodal investment. So that's what we're up to at this point. Vice Chair Benz?
We continue our argument over why we shouldn't take all the money, and it's not been that much of an argument. We focused a lot on seismic last time in trying to determine how ODOT had reached the conclusions it reached. We looked, and we'll look again tonight, at the prioritization of maintenance and the need for preservation. One of the biggest challenges we have is in determining how there would be any money left for anything else other than just preserving what we have. So we'll be looking at those numbers carefully tonight. And by that I mean we've broken the problem into what it would take to get back to even, what it would take to stay even at the three levels, state, county, city, and we find those numbers swallow up almost every dime we could possibly raise when we look at the political niceties of our current situation. We'll also be looking tonight at what it is that damages our roads the most. We'll be looking at whether or not we are charging enough for the damage being done. We'll be looking also, briefly, at the seismic issue. We spend quite a bit of time just looking at how we raise money and how much money there is going to be available for the types of efforts we're talking about, and we'll continue that discussion tonight. So as you can tell, it's a pretty scattered conversation, but I think we're making modest progress.
Thank you. Vice Chair Boquist. Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Johnson.
Before Mr. Boquist reports out, what ports came to your multimodal group and how were they selected?
It was by invitation, and we had the ports of
St. Helens and Morrill.
I'll go back. In the shippers conference, we had Stallbush Farms, Boschart Trucking, and Bosco Trading, Martin Callery representing the Freight Advisory Committee and Northwest Container Services on the shippers side. For our ports, we had the Port of Portland, the Port of St. Helens, the Port of Morrow, and the Port of Coos Bay, the larger ports.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Vice Chair Boquist.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. On Monday night, we had the most boring meeting we will have, and that's because we went over our charge and issue list and eliminated a few things off of it for future consideration. On Wednesday, we started to develop our first course of action across a whiteboard. That'll be the first of about three of them we develop. We didn't put any revenue or finance on that course of action yet, but tonight we're going into an educational session on revenue options. We're going to start out with an overview from Legislative Revenue Office, and then we're going to get ODOT Financing 101 from ODOT, and then we're going to get the first of the tolling issues, tolling presentations from ODOT this evening. We had hoped to have a couple of other individuals, please, several people in the room, but Echo Northwest or whatever expert from tolling from Seattle couldn't come down tonight. He's going to come down on Wednesday. And so we'll have an alibi on Wednesday evening on that tolling. And then also I am setting up for any other members that want to attend, as long as we don't reach a quorum, at 4:30 on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, in 313 is a conference room. The Echo Northwest tolling guy will be there too. So if anybody wants to have some, learn in advance a little about tolling. Beyond that, next Monday, we're going to have a few rail folks come in and talk about railroad and how it can reduce congestion. But after that, we're going to spend most of our time on courses of actions and how to fund them and what are the various options. I think, if I recall correctly, colleagues, we're out to about 8 to 10 years right now on the first course of action and how long it would just take to do the first scheme. So for those who are interested in funding, that makes funding a whole lot easier if you're stretching it over 10 years instead of 2 years.
Senator.
Well, I have found these meetings helpful in many respects, none the least of which was a chart that was prepared by our committee that showed, given the planning horizon and the permitting horizon, the fact that we would have a confluence of all three of the biggest projects that we were talking about happening simultaneously. A hell of a problem. But the thing that, I don't know whether I'm speaking only for myself, but the thing that I'm finding increasingly problematic is the lack of sort of shared vision about where we're going. And for some of us to not participate in a shared roadmap, I think, is challenging. The number of people that are here tonight that maybe don't have a clue what's happening within the time horizon, the short time horizon of the next meetings. We continue to describe the problem and are just nibbling around the margins on revenue. We have not yet, we've established the committees on accountability, but I don't know whether or not there is a schedule for them to meet. And I'm actually asking, in what was described as a most transparent of processes, asking for a little more transparency with the committee to know where we're going. I hear rumors in this Swiss cheese of a building that just hemorrhages information that certain of the four are saying no projects in the bill. Well, we spent 2 hours the other night talking about highly specific projects. And maybe I'm just the one that's living under a rock, but it would be helpful to have the four, the leaders of this group, share more broadly what our timeline is and bring along all of the interested people in the audience so that they could have some kind of a predictable schedule of what was going to happen. You guys seem to have your agendas all worked up ahead of time, and I don't know to what degree you know, your 4:30 meeting is published and available to have others come. I'm just asking in our transparent process for a little more transparency.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Thank you, Senator.
This is the time where you reassure me.
I sent you an email.
It is my assumption that a court, when we began this process, we were shooting for March 1st for these work groups to wrap up their work and come back together with recommendations. Now, I think there was some possibility of that slipping, but I think Senator Beyer was hopeful we could wrap up by March 1st. So I am hopeful that we can finish these biweekly meetings in our work groups and come up with some semblance of a roadmap for each of the work groups at that time, and then begin to work as a committee as a whole on all of the issues that are coming before us. So I'll look at Senator Volkers, or Senator Byers.
Oh, I just, Senator Johnson, I sent out my email and made up the agenda at 12:27 today and sent you a copy.
And
I wasn't very well planned or executed, but I would just comment to the co-chairs that, you know, unless I missed, today's the 20th, right?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that March 1st is a bit overly aggressive at this point in time, because I don't expect to have the bloodbath past course one and how to screwed up course of action one, which has everything overlapped, and how we would possibly finance it at least for another week or so before we try to come up with something realistic, because course of action one, I think most of my members will agree, as written, isn't realistic at this point in time. So,
Senator Beyer.
Well, nothing's changed. There haven't been any backroom deals or anything like that. We are trying to work the, allow the work groups to come up with their recommendations. We originally set a target, I guess I suggested, I'm not sure we ever completely agreed, that of March 1st, knowing that we would slip a couple of weeks. And the idea was, coming out of that, we'd have some pretty good recommendation, and as a committee of the whole, we would address the issues you're talking about. Whether there's projects in it or not, none of that has been discussed. That's what's supposedly happening in the work groups now, and we'll see where that is. I mean, the decision on what the package looks like will be made by the 14 members here, not by the four of us.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. You know, I think there's some uneasiness among many of us committee members in this process, and I think all of us want to be good team players. But it causes me uneasiness that I'm not able to participate in the other three committees. And so I greatly appreciate the fact that I'm able to work on intermodal transload issues. But I would like to have my voice and my thoughts considered on the other committees as well, and to be part of those work groups. And I'm worried that some of those conversations are occurring and I'm not able to listen in or to participate or to give input. And so I just want to share that with you. The second thing I'd share with the co-chairs is I really think we're missing an opportunity to add that fifth committee that's going to talk about how to generate revenue. And I think that's going to be a long and lengthy conversation. And I think if we were going to have any subcommittee, we ought to have a subcommittee of folks who understand revenue-raising ideas, who've served on the revenue committee, either on the Senate side or the House side, who are providing that input. And I'm concerned we're going to go down a path and either have projects or not have projects, but to have a bold vision that is so bold we can't pay for it. And we're not going to have the conversation necessary to figure out how to pay for that. And so if I had counsel to offer, it would be we do need a fifth committee that looks at those revenue-raising options and starts to sift through them to determine what's realistic and what's not.
Thank you. Senator Beyer.
I would just suggest to you that listening to the work committee, the four work groups report out the last couple of weeks, it appears to me that revenue discussions are happening in those work things.
How would I know that?
You heard it
tonight.
Yeah,
we do.
That some of that, and how that actually, the decisions on that will be based on the recommendation that come forward. At the end of the day, I think you're going to have specific proposals, and I suspect that much of it will have some revenue implications, although apparently Representative Benz has spent it all.
Mm-hmm. And what he hasn't spent, I have.
And you know, that sounds like the way this usually works.
Representative McClain.
Well, I think, I really believe that all the comments that you've made are really important for us to all hear and for us all to consider where are the disconnects when we're working in four different rooms. But I think that the Senator Johnson has sold herself and others short in the fact that I think that absolutely everything that she's wanted to discuss in the small group, including revenue, including a systems review, including what is your backup plan, B, C, or D, that we're going to get to a really interesting conversation for Representative Smith when we get back. We're just bringing ideas. We're bringing, you know, ideas, we're bringing timing, we're bringing funding mechanisms, and then all 14 of us get to, you know, really try to slog through each of those individual ideas and plans brought forward. One of the ones that I think is interesting is the comment, is there any projects? You know, are we doing projects or no projects? That's interesting because in our committee, we're charged with looking at congestion. And looking at congestion is a systems review. But when you look at congestion and a systems review, you do have to talk about particular choke points. Yes, and I'm okay with that. Because no matter what we decide in the large group of 14, we have to do it to be thorough. And I also respect that the four groups and the four people, the four groups that are working so diligently, that we're going to have a really good nexus of, you know, good and well-reviewed ideas as we come back and do that second review together of good and well-developed and reviewed ideas. So I tend to sound optimistic sometimes, and I don't want Senator Johnson to think that I don't love her critical questions, because I do. But I'm optimistic because of your, I'm optimistic because of your critical questions. And I think we'll get there as a group, and this whole group will be here to testify to it, that we answered every single one of them.
Any other comments? Ready to go? On that note, I'm going to turn to Patrick to tell everyone where we are located tonight. So if you'd like to join one of our work groups, which we hope you do, you'll know where to go.
Sure, Madam Chair. Work Group 1, Highway Preservation, is in 257. You guys have moved to 257, correct, Tim? Or Victor, right? Do I have that right? It's 243, Madam Chair. The one with no, the one with the mini portable whiteboard of glory. Okay. So still in 243, Madam Chair. Work Group 2, that's the congestion one. That's the one I'm staffing with Senator Boquist. That is in H470 up at the top of the House wing. Group number 3, Transit and Bike Ped, is going to reconvene. It already met for half an hour. It's going to reconvene in 454, in the old part of the building up on the fourth floor. And group number 4, that's your group, multimodal, is meeting in 350.
Correct. Thank you all.
Okay.
And we are adjourned. Okay.